Chapter 2. The Pool of Tears.
"Curiouser and curiouser, I'm growing again,"
cries Alice, who is forgetting how to speak English correctly. She is very big. Her head is hitting the ceiling.
"Now I can take the key on the table,"
Alice thinks. She takes the little golden key and runs to the door. Unfortunately, Alice can't go into the garden. She is too big. She sits down and starts to cry again. Her tears are so big that they make a big pool.
"What a silly girl,"
she says to herself.
"To cry like this. A big girl like you. Stop crying,"
Alice tells herself, but she can't stop. A short time later, she hears something. There is someone running towards her. It is the White Rabbit. He looks very elegant. He has white gloves in one hand and a fan in his other hand.
"Oh, the Duchess! The Duchess! She'll be angry because I'm light,"
the rabbit is saying to himself. Alice asks the rabbit for help in a timid voice.
"If you please, sir."
The White Rabbit jumps. When he sees Alice, he is so frightened that he drops his fan and his gloves. He runs away down the hall very, very fast. Alice picks up the gloves and the fan. It is very hot in the hall, so she starts to fan herself. She feels more confused.
"Oh, dear, dear. How strange are things today. I was myself yesterday, but things are not the same today. If I'm not me, who am I?"
Just then, she looks at her hands, and there it is, the rabbit's glove. Alice is wearing it.
"I'm growing small again,"
she thinks. She tries to open the door, but it is locked. The key is on the table, and Alice is too small to take it. Alice is growing smaller. Suddenly, she falls into a lot of water.
"I'm in the sea,"
she thinks. It is not the sea. It is the pool of Alice's tears.
"Why have I cried so much?"
Alice is not alone in the water. A mouse is splashing near her. Alice is very tired of swimming in the pool, so she asks the mouse,
"Do you know the way out of this pool?"
The mouse doesn't answer.
"Perhaps he doesn't speak English,"
thinks Alice.
"Is it a French mouse?"
Alice wonders. So she tries with some words from her French grammar book.
"Où est ma chatte?"
The mouse jumps out of the water. He is very frightened.
"Oh, sorry,"
says Alice.
"You don't like cats."
"Don't like cats? Of course I don't like cats. I'm a mouse,"
answers the mouse.
"Of course not. But I think you're like Dinah. She is very good. She catches all the mice." "Oh, sorry, sorry. We won't talk about her anymore,"
says Alice.
"No, we won't,"
says the mouse.
"My family hates cats."
Alice wants to talk about something else. She asks the mouse,
"Do you like dogs?"
The mouse doesn't answer, so Alice goes on.
"There's a nice dog near our house. He likes playing with children. He lives on a farm and is very good at catching..." "Oh, sorry."
The mouse is very angry. He goes out of the water. Alice follows him. In the pool, there are other strange animals. A duck, a dodo, a parrot, and a small eagle. Alice has some company at last.